Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grolic Saves the World time.
All right, the Grolic saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting fixed. Our world needs our mix.
Hello, welcome back. It's your favorite podcast on the entire planet, The Grolic Saves the World. Thank you for tuning in, as always. I am Adam Caton-Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orbital.
And listen, I got a hot challenge. I'm ready to save the world with this challenge, and I think it's actually one that could potentially do it. However, before we get to that challenge, I got to talk about this weekend, dudes. I'm still buzzing. It was one of the greatest weekends I've had in 16 months because we three got to go to our beloved historic Bug Theater in Denver, Colorado.
They're still pulling artifacts out of this building.
Dinosaur bones, jewels, fossils.
Abe Lincoln's hat, the top hat.
Yeah,
the
original copy of the Constitution. It's all come out of the Bug.
Grolic shirts.
Old Grolic t-shirts. Tons of them.
The yep. plaque that says INRI just below Jesus's nailed feet.
And some unfortunate photos of an early Klan meeting that did take place there. Regardless, we're back at the Bug Theater doing the Grolics. We did the Grolics this weekend, live, in person, with an audience.
It was great. Amazing.
Fucking amazing.
Ron, sound the horn of return. Yes.
Oh, wow. That is a majestic horn.
It is. It's like this castle's been under siege by villains for months.
Yeah.
And the knights are back.
But they left. The villains just left. Oh, okay.
They did.
Yeah, the knights
they
came
went
back.
They had to go back to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where the villains are from. But this
Pretty specific.
It is.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I don't trust Amish. Anyway, I want to say that in the crowd afterwards and even a little bit beforehand when I was talking to people, a lot of people who listen to the podcast came to the show, and you all fucking rule. It means so much to us that you listen to this and come and see us and support us live. It felt so good to be back on that stage.
Yeah, two sold-out shows. Great.
I couldn't wipe the smile off my face. Like, we did this ridiculous intro, which we may post on Patreon, and I had to wake up that morning. We were like plotting it out, and we decided we might need masks. And I started texting Alex, the guy who runs the theater there.
And our tech person.
Yeah, does everything for us. He's just, Alex is the best. And I was texting. I was like, hey, man, do you have like a GIMP mask? And he's like, no, but maybe I could find this and that. And I was like, man, I've missed this. I've missed texting a theater
unreasonable
owner
request
bullshit.
To a theater owner at the morning of the show. We're back, baby.
Goofy hijinks,
you were so,
man. I've missed them.
You were so nostalgic. Like, you were so... I don't know the word I'm looking for because I don't have that deep of a vocabulary. But
everyone knows.
You were sad, but happy.
Yeah. If only there was a word for that. But he was melancholic. He was melancholic.
No. He was just nostalgic, and he was like, he was saying, "What?" I remember I called you at one point, and I'm like, I'm not going to have a fucking set. And you were like, Ben, I missed this. I missed
let's talk about this.
Another neurotic.
If there's one thing that did not change, it's Ben's ironclad tradition in before the show forecasting disaster. He's going to bomb. He doesn't have jokes. Not it's happy not, with what he's doing. The audience is probably going to throw used D batteries at him. His tires will probably be slashed out there. And then, of course, goes out and crushes it. It's a Grolics tradition, and I'm glad that Ben didn't let a 16-month hiatus forget about that.
Everybody has a process, dudes, and I'm back on top, baby.
So we're back. Ben's back with crippling insecurity / grandiosity after the show. It's the yin and the yang.
I'm like a salesman at the end of the month. It feels real good.
And that's just a cool thing to be.
we will be back at most likely at full capacity at this next month. It's the last Saturday of every month at 8 p.m. at the Historic Bug Theater. We're fucking doing it again, and we couldn't be happier. If you're an out-of-town listener, make a trip to Denver around to Grolix. Come see us. It'll be a lot of fun. We'd love to see you and chat with you after the show.
Pilgrimage. Come on out and hang out with
Denver.
Us. It'd be super rad.
It's close to nowhere. So come on down. you just have to drive for 1,000 miles or so through a barren landscape in any direction, but then you'll be here, baby. Come on.
Yeah. But we'll get you so stoned, you won't be able to perform if you're a comic. So... thanks for the support, and on to the next show. But this challenge, Adam, I'm curious. You've come in hot. You said I got an idea.
And you're talking about saving the world for real, not.
And I'm always excited because when you told us, you said this is another Katie idea, and these are usually bonus.
Katie's propping up this podcast. Yeah. Let's all be
our secret, honest. Our secret muse.
Yeah. So Katie, she comes to me the other day, dead of night, wakes me up, screams in my face, says, July's no plastic month. Just screams that in the middle of the fucking night. Right in my face.
What?
And I said, well, I was sleeping, honey.
These ideas
she said, it's no plastic month. It's a Grolix Saves the World challenge. I said, that's a really good fucking challenge.
Yeah.
So I pitch for 1 week, we consume no plastic.
I have to stop eating plastic.
You know how much plastic I eat. You know I eat a lot of plastic. It's the way that I...
That's actually true. Plastic isn't like so many things that inadvertently consume. I think we just do not use plastic
for a week straight. Wow.
And I think something I've tried to do in my life anyway. I try to just not have plastic. Like when I was traveling more regularly for comedy, I would always bring a water bottle with me. A refillable water bottle, and actually a coffee mug as well. And so, and you know, you go to the coffee shop, you're like, yep, fill up this. And things got a little weird with COVID because nobody wanted to
touch. Stopped doing it.
They are opening back up. I have done it at some coffee shops. I got to get back in the habit because I keep forgetting my reusable cups because I'm used to like COVID mentality of just get the plastic one or the, you know, cardboard one, recycle it. But I think we got to get back to no plastics.
Andrew,
no
do you do a lot
plastics.
Of that too?
Plastics. I try to be aware. I read this great book. I recommend it to everyone I know. It's one of my favorite books. It's called The World Without Us. And in this book, the author sort of postulates, hopefully that's the right word. If it's not, you don't know either.
You got it.
he kind of like forecasts the world without human beings and like what will last and what won't. It's very interesting.
I saw that movie. It's I Am Legend. And, it's awesome. Yeah. Will Smith has a van go in his house. He's ripping around New York.
Yeah, that's based on this book. No, this book is nonfiction. But yeah, it just talks about how the plastic that we leave, it's not going anywhere. It might break down into smaller particles that, you know, fish are eating and then we're probably eating as well. But it doesn't go anywhere. There's no... We don't have a technology to properly get rid of it. So it's one of those things that as we use it, every time you buy plastic or put plastic into the world, that's not going anywhere. It's not
right.
It's not going to degrade. It's not leaving. It might leave your sight, but it's going somewhere and it will exist. It's insane.
So here's an interesting sidebar to that. And I think that this is an interesting point to this. If you haven't seen the documentary Seaspiracy yet on Netflix, if you want to feel terrible about where we're at as a species, you should definitely do that. And what it talked about is that we're all going through these plans of, you know, not using straws and shit like that. But the largest contributor of plastics in the ocean is commercial fishing.
Wow.
If you truly want to reduce your use of plastics and the damage it is doing to the ocean and coral reefs, stop eating fish. Most of it is trolling line. It's fishing line. It's buoys and shit. I think they said it makes up like 60% of the garbage in the ocean is related to commercial fishing.
Wow. And that's just the cast of fucking Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, throwing those Mountain Dew bottles over the trash, over the bow.
Guys, I don't think we have to cancel all of it. Some of it's just cheeky and fun to watch. No,
just hurling their skull tins off the fucking pull of the deck.
I mean, you can skip those fuckers like a stone.
Oh, yeah, it's like a good skipping stone.
But they talk
clear the horizon.
They talk about in this documentary, they're like all of these tuna cans with Safe Catch on them and shit like that. All of that. That's just like.
Do not say it. Do not, please do not ruin my Safe Catch tuna. My last treat.
This guy, if we're doing a podcast, he cracks the can open. He just eats the shit right out of the can. No
mixing
it.
Otherwise, very Spartan lifestyle, but his one indulgent is the free catch tuna. I totally, let's fold that into the challenge. There's no seafood this week either. If that's
whoa,
I mean, why not? Let's
whoa.
Go all in. Let's go all in.
What are we, monks? Jesus Christ.
You can do with that what you want, Andrew. I can see you just snapping pencils furiously at your desk. If you want to eat fish and ruin the planet, go for it. Me and Ben will just won't eat fish this week and be doubly good for the world. But
Amazonian red meat it is. All right.
I'll help the planet by just consuming cattle. That's how we do it.
This is going to be very hard because you guys know I'm going to Maine. And that is...
That's
the home of seafood. Yeah. So this is going to be very difficult. Plus, I'm going through airports and shit like that. So,
and no,
that's
going to
be hard. I got two kids, dude, in diapers.
Oh,
what am I,
shit.
But I'm not going to use the diapers. However, I do want to point out from our earlier diaper dandy challenge that we are using cloth again on number two. We're doing a hybrid. We're doing cloth and plastic. At night, plastic works way better.
The Prius of diapers, they call it.
We're
good
doing
work.
It. Yeah, exactly.
We're doing a Prius style.
We have them at a charging station when it's convenient, but yeah. We also just kind of run them on petroleum as well. But I'm not going to buy any diapers. We're pretty loaded up. We're not going to buy any more plastic this week. We'll just use what we got. And
okay.
That's
so we
it.
Can
no
use
purchasing of plastic.
But
no
we can use existing
plastic. Yeah, I think if you got shit in your house, you can use it.
Well, wait, I mean,
but we can't use
it
if it's a consumable, like no Saran wrap, because Saran wrap is putting new plastic
into the trash
ecosystem. So nothing like Saran wrap. But if you like, obviously, I have like plastic mixing bowls. If I'm gonna mix up a cold slaw,
already have groceries in your refrigerator, letting food go to waste is also a shitty thing to do. So
100%. But I'm
talking like, I happen to have a family size gross of salmon fillets in my freezer, so it looks like I. Looks like I escaped this one.
You're talking out of the wrong side of your mouth. He's covering his mouth, but he's not covering. I don't know why he's doing it. He's doing it straight into the microphone as if it's
because I'm a professional and I need to speak into the microphone.
He's
still
doing it again.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't really understand how the hand on the mouth works. I don't
never
know.
It's
my own twist. It's my own twist on it.
If you want to see what he's doing, check out our Patreon. It makes no sense. But
by the way, Ben told me not to tell anyone. He's on the razor's edge.
No, I think that this is I've tried no plastic challenges. It is fucking so hard. And I feel like it's a temptation based substance. I mean, if you're at a grocery store and you have four tomatoes in your hand, you can just put the four tomatoes in the cart. But when a roll of bags is hanging there and you're like, but when I pick them all up, I'm going to have to go one at a time.
Oh, I cut those.
Totally.
I cut those produce plastic bags out way a long time ago. I don't give it. That even some wet ass lettuce that can just go into your cart. Who cares?
You are the wet ass lettuce of comedy. You get all over everything and everything else in the show. You're just everybody's a little more moist.
Wet ass lettuce sounds like one of those rap songs that comes out. It's like it was like a hot like WAL was like the new.
It's
hot
the Weird
video.
Al cover of WAP.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you gotta see it. It's like yeah. I'm sorry. I stopped at 90. 90s hip hop. I'm sorry.
I'm 42. I'm a white guy. I don't know what lettuce means.
I don't know WAL. I don't. I haven't seen it.
With that wet ass lettuce.
Ben, get to work on the parody rap of this.
I will, but the problem with it is there are plenty of things that are sound good with the word pussy and rhyme with it. Lettuce is gonna be a tough one, so just hang in. You're all gonna have to bear with me.
You know what I started using? I wanted to get rid of plastic wrap. I think plastic wrap is one of the grosser uses of plastic and of single use plastic. So yeah. I got these like wax cloths that I saw advertised on the internet, and I was like, cool, I'm going to use these instead of plastic wrap. And I did for a while, but then they're just not as convenient.
No, I hear you. You get some of these like greener options and they're not as good.
Yeah, it's like I just want to go to bed. It's like the middle of the night. I'm like organizing the kitchen and there'll be these leftovers out. I don't want to find that fucking wax cloth thing. I got tinfoil right here. I got plastic wrap right here. I'm just going to throw that on top of this bowl. And then
what's insane is there is the technology and the substance already out there to be able to replace the bags in grocery stores, things like that. That is a compostable plastic-like substance that can actually be manufactured with a deterioration life in it, so that when they make it, they could be like, this will degrade
like that corn
in five
stuff.
Years. Yeah, but it's not taking off because the plastic industry and the petroleum industry are so fucking
massive.
Yeah,
I hope that guy has assassination insurance.
Well, listen. We can't get into the industrial complex and take them down now. I'd like to, but what we can do is our
personal
consumption.
This challenge, sabotage. We'll be parachuting in to the Dow plant down in Delaware.
I would love that challenge.
Adam, you would get shot immediately.
No
whenever
way.
We've gone into a fight, you open your arms wide open and you run at it screaming.
Come at me. Come at me. And
immediately you're attacked. It's not a good...
Well, I want the hero moment. I don't think about strategy. I want the hero moment right okay. out the gates. I'm so excited.
So let's buckle down these parameters. We don't buy any plastic for sure. We don't willingly eat any. We don't put any back into the ecosystem. So here's the question. What do I do? For example, I was just eating a bag of baby carrots. I finished those baby carrots. I've got that plastic bag.
Use it as a condom.
Or take a look at that bag. A lot of these bags will have like special recycling. Like it can't be done at your own house, but you could take it to Target. And Katie and I do that. We store
good
up the
God.
Like, I have a bag stored up for like hard to recycle plastic bags, and we stuff them in there, and then we take them to Target. They
yeah,
have
we
a
should
special
chat
bin.
With about
you
this.
Can do that.
His friend of the Grolics, Will Hancock. That guy knows everything about recycling.
But let's go back to Andrew using a baby carrot bag over his cock when he's having sex. Now, I think this is a good idea. You know, when you open baby carrots, you only
leave you open it like a raccoon. You can't like cut it.
You just leave enough to get two fingers in to get the baby carrot out.
That's what they call me, two fingers. So,
two fingers Orbital.
And that bag already has a lot of experience wrapping something up that's the size of a baby carrot.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Boom. Hey. You know, stupid Ron loved that. He was giving the thumbs up. He was. I like this. Also, we're adding to that challenge. The biggest thing that you can do to reduce the amount of plastics in the ocean, stop eating seafood. So we're not going to eat seafood.
Wow.
For the next week.
Yeah, and I think we just embrace it wherever we can. Like, Ben, as you go through the airport tomorrow, try to avoid plastic and like see
and
how
knock
hard
Starbucks
it is.
Cups out of people's hands.
It'll be interesting to see how hard it actually is. But
test out that jujitsu in Terminal C at Southwest. You know no one's armed. What a better place.
If you're going to start shit, the airport's the place.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently that's how people have been operating lately. So enjoy.
All right. So, yeah, I say we have our marching orders. We just see how much plastic we can avoid. You know, like if you get takeout and they want to put it in a plastic bag, say, no, thanks. I got my own bag. And like just take the containers without a plastic
bag. I'm on
bag.
The side of the fish and I'll snatch my takeout container.
That is by the way,
any
salmon
I think pretty
sandwich.
Much any takeover container you get is going to have plastic in it. Even those ones that look like paper are lined with plastic.
That's going to be great, though, for us to do is to try to find fast food places that have made a commitment to that. We can talk about that. And
compostable cartridges.
Yeah, I think Illegal Pete's does that.
They do. Compostable containers all the way around.
So I'll be only eating Illegal Pete's. I will be 8 pounds heavier than I was. But
yeah. Another sub-challenge. It's an Illegal Pete's Super Size Me challenge. No fish burritos. Okay.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's listen to some stand-up comedy from our show that is back again every month at the world famous Bug Theater. The Grolix Live Show is back and in full effect. And so let's listen to this comment. So funny. You're going to love her. Everybody enjoy Phoebe Bottoms. And when we come back, we will have been completely rid of BPH. I can't wait. Stay tuned.
I went to a restaurant yesterday here. It was great. Hornet. Have you been to Hornet? It's fine. It's good. It's a good restaurant. And I got like a lettuce cup. And the thing is, I don't eat food well. It's very messy. And I got this lettuce cup. And I ate it in a way that like... So let's say you had a boner. What a response. Uh-oh. Let's say you had a boner. And then you saw me eat this lettuce cup. You wouldn't have that boner anymore. It was a nightmare. I had to drink with a paper straw at that restaurant also. Have you seen these? Right? You would have better luck drinking a Fanta with a fucking tampon than these thank you, applause break. Yeah, fuck paper straws. The only reason we have to use them is because fucking turtles don't know how to do cocaine right. Horrible little monsters. But yeah, I know the environment is in trouble or whatever. But California, I'm from LA, California is out of the drought for the first time in 7 years. Yeah, is that great? All it took was me seeing a picture of Bernie Sanders when he was 60. And I gave it back all the water it needed. The oranges taste weird now, but it's, who gives a shit?
Hey. Do you love the Grolix Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolix Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back. It's 1 week later. Cue the sound effect.
Oh, I love it, Adam. It never gets old.
Time has passed.
But does it sound like there's plastic in those chimes?
Probably. That's been my experience this week. There's plastic in fucking everything. Everywhere, all the goddamn time. I'm beginning to think that there's like a conspiracy by big plastic to try to force this shit on us, guys.
I gotta say, I'm not, you know me, not conspiracy minded. I'm not somebody.
You're pretty staid when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you. I think there's some petroleum industry behind it, or so, you know, the oil industry is behind it somehow. I don't know, but there are some Geppetto-like hands.
This thing goes all the way to the fucking top.
It is, yeah. Well,
no, it's been a hard week. We've been trying to be plastic free for a week. July is plastic free month. And I learned Colorado has just started charging 10 cents extra for plastic bags at the supermarket. So how apropos that we'd be doing this challenge, right, dudes?
Perfect right. Timing.
Yeah, this is like the first, I would imagine, in a series of moves that will eventually outlaw plastic bags.
And meanwhile, our fellow citizens are lumbering cavemen irate at the grocery store, having to just pay for bag after bag. It's a furious time in the Mile High City.
It's funny.
And it's what, 10 cents a bag? You could You could get a lot of bags for a buck. Ten
look at Daddy
bags.
Warbucks over here. I don't know. I value every
dime, sell them in
Andrew.
The parking lot to people going in, dumb shits. I'm selling them for 7 cents a bag. I'm cleaning up. The other day, I walked home with $2.21.
What you do is you go around nice neighborhoods, and they'll have them in like milk jugs attached to stop
signs
for
dogs.
You to pick up dog shit.
That's free.
Take those.
They're just throwing away money.
Hang outside in the Albertsons.
If you were backing your groceries with dog shit bags that you've stolen off of stop signs,
you're just like taping them to a cereal box. It's not big enough.
Or even better, the actual dog shit bags that are only like this big. You're just like, one item per...
I opened up my Goldfish crackers and I'm just using these as refillable pouches.
That is my favorite thing, to go to a grocery store and see somebody with an item in a bag that they can't, they're still carrying that item from underneath because the bag is too heavy or too. And
it's like a silent comedy gag. It's perfect.
The plastic bags these days could not be thinner. You pretty much have to double bag them if you're using plastic bags. Anything will rip right through.
Are you talking about bags or condoms again? Because I think you
plastic,
sometimes...
Plastic bags.
Hey, when you're bringing the Orvidol hog, one's not going to suffice. And everyone knows that.
You know, I learned that side note that you're not supposed to double bag a condom because... The second condom scrapes against the first, and it attacks the integrity. Now
has anyone in history ever tried to
double
bag a
condom? Like, you just think you're double safe? Is that the logic behind it?
I guess so. I don't know. I've never done it. I don't wear condoms. I don't believe in them. It's a conspiracy.
Oh, whoa,
that's plastic.
Cool. Well, you really did go plastic free.
Oh, I'm sorry, big plastic. Big latex has had you in their fucking pot, kids, since day one. Let's start it off. Just going around before we talk about how it did. Did everybody attempt to do this?
Yeah, I like that you didn't even suggest that anyone was able to pull it off.
It's fucking impossible.
Yeah, I actually found the secret to going plastic free. Not to toot my own horn, but started very plastic free, and the secret is actually pretty easy. Don't go anywhere or do anything. Boom.
That's exactly right. Didn't generate any plastic.
Didn't buy any. Just sitting at home, not leaving the house in any capacity.
Heck yeah, dude. And generated max depression. That's the best part. Your depression output, that was a little factory. You could see the smokestack from your depression factory going on. What about you, Adam?
No, I'm completely with Andrew. I tried very hard. And I honestly already do this challenge because Katie and I are pretty freakishly green. We always are cutting out plastic, bringing my own like water bottle everywhere, bringing my own coffee mug everywhere, just trying to be that way. But yeah, there were only 2 days that I successfully consumed no plastic, and they were days that I did not leave the house and do it. And that was it. Every other day encountered plastic. And even on the days that I stayed at home, the fucking mail comes with those plastic sleeves showing you the address through the envelope. That's how fucking addicted to plastic we are. We don't need that. They can just write the address on the outside of the envelope. They're like, nope, we'll just make it this way easier. And plastic shows up at your house even when you don't buy anything.
So how do you think you did? Like, give us kind of a, since you've already kind of started, give us a like rundown of how it went. It sounds like you started off nobly.
I mean, I started off with noble intentions, but like everywhere you go, it's just thrust upon you. For example, we went to the ranch house on Colfax, great little breakfast spot one morning. And you just think, okay, we're going to be using their plates. It's not going to be any plastic. But then the little ramekins of butter that I didn't even ask for just come out with pancakes are just little plastic
tubs.
But
if you don't use them, then you didn't generate any plastic. Did you have dry pancakes or did you use the butter?
I did not use them. Malcolm used one because he sees butter on the plate. That's going in his
this
mouth.
Is the
well, and
world
he gives a
building
shit about
the world
the
for Malcolm, and he's the one spoiling it.
But regardless, they're not going to just like put that back in the fridge, although maybe they will. I don't know. But that's going to be just tossed aside plastic. And that's just like, I guess it makes sense. You can just store those in the refrigerator. You don't have time to like spoon butter into an individual ramekin that's.
The places do.
You know,
they got a scoop. You can do an ice cream scoop of butter and a little. Dish?
That's what I'm saying, but that's how inherently addicted to plastic we are. Even when you're using plates and reusable silverware, boom, a little shot of plastic just comes with your meal. You're like, fuck.
Mine was a slippery slope. I was feeling pretty high on the horse for 2-3 days. I was just like, I'm not generating any. This is great. And then
I haven't left the house. Yeah. I'm lonely. But I'm winning the world.
I bought some groceries and I was like, I'm not going to buy groceries with plastic. I don't use the produce plastic bags anyway. I just put the stuff in the cart. And I got a box of ice cream cones. And
yes, you did.
just dry. We know how much you love your dry ice cream cones.
We had ice cream.
How many summers do you see Orvidal just eating ice cream cones by the pool?
The ice cream, no ice cream. Ice cream's messy. The cone, it's like a cookie that you can hold in your hand like upright. It's so handy.
It's not summer until Orvidal's eating his patented cone.
What he does is he uses it to put 10W30 oil into his car, and then he gives it a quick rinse out. He gets as many uses out of that sugar cone as possible.
Which is green in itself.
Yeah.
So inside the box of ice cream cones, there was a plastic insert to keep the cones stable. Yep. And I was pretty pissed when I saw it because I was like, oh, God damn it. How would I have known? I would have had to open up the box. I had no idea. Anyway, that was and then it was a slippery slope. It started to erode pretty fast after that.
I love that it set you off from there. You were like, I just, at that point,
I didn't give up on the challenge, but it just seemed to hit me from all sides. We got Thai food takeout, and I was mindful of the challenge, but we'd all decided Thai food, and we were like excited about it. You can't get Thai food takeout if you don't want plastic. There's no option. No one is, at least not that I'm aware of, in our city, is offering Thai food in anything but little plastic dishes to go, like most restaurants. So that was plastic. That was no good.
When you go to the grocery store, I'm curious, do you already bring your own bags?
No, I use paper bags, and then I reuse them for like recycling bins or like trash and stuff that.
The funny one with your dogs, I wanted to ask, what do you use to pick up their shit? Are you using compostable bags?
Yeah, I use like biodegradable bags.
Okay.
No, for this challenge, barehanded, and then I just gave him a real scrub.
Just in the thigh pocket of your camo cargos. Yeah.
But it's interesting, you brought up my dogs, because I was having no problem with the fish challenge, except the fish sauce in my Thai food, which was surely there. But my dogs eat dog food with fish in it, and I had to buy them more food. So I also failed the seafood challenge to feed my dogs their food. I wasn't going to switch them. I was like, I'm not going to go through the whole process of switching their food just for a week-long challenge.
You don't want two husky diarrhea for a week-long Drolix challenge? You don't want to live this challenge?
Only if
for
the
a
challenge
month?
Is you guys cleaning it up, then I'm
and
cool.
Then and then using your bare hand to pick diarrhea out of grass like moose and spiky hair or something.
I'll tell you, Andrew on that husky crap, he's like a second baseman rushing for a bunt. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's running in there to get it, scurrying in, and then just chucking it into traffic.
That has always made me laugh is when I'll go out and I'll see dog shit in a plastic bag, just somebody discarded it. I'm like, you just took a degradable object, an object
and
that would have broke down a substance.
Yeah.
And then you've wrapped it in a case that is never going to break down.
Right.
And if our culture just, like, if you think about it, if our culture just is eradicated and an alien civilization finds the ruins of it, they're going to think
they're going to think these are sacred items.
Yeah. They must have really valued these dog turds.
Well, everything about our relationship with dogs to an alien archaeologist would suggest that they are the ruling species.
It's like who's walking who, right, dudes?
That's what these aliens are going to ask each other.
These aliens are going to be like, who's in charge over here? They worship these dogs.
I did not. I feel like this is going to be a relatively short.
Did you attempt the challenge?
I did. Okay, so as I mentioned, unfortunately, I had a family emergency. I had to fly back to New England very last minute.
Was there any plastic on that plane?
Okay, so I tried because I was worried about the airport. On the way out, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do this. I brought a water bottle with me, as I usually do anyway. Cool. And I drank from the water fountains. I tried, if I ate something, I tried to get like fruit from somewhere, like a banana or something. And I went
No packaging.
I went to Einstein's. I asked for my breakfast sandwich on a paper plate. So on the way out, I did great. But then I got to Maine, and that may be the home of just using every amount of plastic on the planet. I've never, you cannot, first of all, everybody believes their groundwater to be tainted in some manner. So I'm not joking. Everybody drinks bottled water.
Oh, man.
It's like my dad has bottled water in the fridge, Poland Spring water. My mom has it. Every house I went to, you want water? It was all bottled water everywhere you go. And not the big ones or anything, like the little.
It's like a 12-ouncer.
Yeah, the 12-ouncer, the 16-ouncer. And it's the home of, it's fucking seafood, like everywhere. I could not do it. It was impossible once I had got there.
Did you have a lobster,
bro? What's that?
Did you have a lobster?
I did not have any fucking lobster. And actually, I think lobster is not as big of a fucking concern.
Okay.
Now you're making excuses.
No, I'm just telling you there's a lot of hardworking people behind that industry. And I'm not likely to kick them off the skiff just to fucking make a point on a fucking podcast.
Fun fact, my main accent is also my cartoon rat accent. Same.
That is a fun
same
fact.
Voice.
And fun fact, most people from Maine resemble cartoon rats. they're wonderful people, but like even my dad is like, well, the arsenic, like there is a concern. No, not there's something in the groundwater when they had it tested. And so they don't, they tend to drink bottled water. My mom is the same way with their well. And so it just was, honestly, the amount of water bottles that I use. So I tried to, you know, use my own water bottle, but where the fuck do I fill it when I'm there?
So let me ask you this, as a conspiracy buff, do you think that this groundwater is not drinkable?
I don't know. I mean, I drank it growing up. I mean, I drank from the tap. This thing
and
to
you're
buy.
Fine.
This is a side no effect one... sleeves. It's a side effect tattoo sleeves. They just start coming down your arms.
You know, I didn't think about that. Maybe it
did
is.
Did you ever get those tattooed? Did you go to a place to get them tattooed?
I have never been into a tattoo shop. I don't like the people. You
it's
know
probably
that.
The water. It's probably the groundwater. Well,
it is.
There's tattoo water. My whole neighborhood would live up in there in Maine.
No, it's the craziest thing. And then, like Andrew said, it becomes this insanely slippery slope where I just fucking, like at that point, I went to the Red Barn in Augusta, which is a stop whenever you're visiting. And it's this this restaurant that serves up amazing fried clams and fried fish. And crinkle cut French fries. It's very like popular.
Is that where we went, Adam? We ate it.
Yeah, we did
go
there. You took us there, Ben. Yeah. It's kind of like a little tiny hole in the wall.
Yeah. And it's fucking delicious.
That place
and
was so really good.
And we went there, and I just
no,
had
it's literally
a
hole. They shove you, put your mouth up, and they shove.
Oh,
fried
the glory hole.
That's
glory
where
hole
we
clams?
Got the. Yeah. Have you ever had a glory hole clam?
Yeah, it's not as easy. God. It's not as easy as the grilled cheese, but it's a fun way to eat clams. Yeah.
It is, and but I had clams always with the belly, no strips. That's a weird West Coast thing to get clam strips. I don't understand it. You get it with the belly on there. You taste the grit.
Yeah. Ooh, is that the ocean bottom I'm crunching up here?
Plastic.
Nothing cleaner. Yeah, speaking of ingesting plastic, goddamn.
Nobody, it just got so difficult that, but I will say I was aware and I tried to turn away things that were plastic when I could. And I think that that's ultimately what the challenge is, right? I mean, is
like at the store, normally I always get paper bags. And if they start just bagging them in plastic, sometimes I'll just let them bag them. Like, I've been a grocery cashier. It's a hard job. You don't, once you've got a bag full, if someone's like, oh, actually, I'm sorry, could you do that? It sucks. You don't want to do it. But for this challenge, I did do that. I was that person. And on several times, because if they don't ask, they'll just start throwing shit in a plastic bag. And I'd have to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Can I get that in paper? I'll bag it. I just want it in paper bags.
Hold on a second. Who's still going to the lane with a guy bagging your groceries? I haven't had anyone bag my groceries in 15 years. I am a self fucking checkout guy.
I got a bunch of stuff in my cart.
No.
Self-checkout is for like 10 items or less. You're bringing a full cart to self-checkout. Oh, you're that guy clogging up the fucking works.
Andrew, you're lazy. You want the system to provide everything for you. I'm a libertarian when I get to the supermarket.
I'm with Andrew. Automation. I'm with Andrew and Mr. Yang. Automation is what's killing this country. It is a problem. You need to go and support your cashier and bagger because they are paid to do that job.
Why don't you go to Oregon where they still have people that pump your gas, Ben, because it's fucking antiquated. I will bag my groceries.
That would be a really fun challenge is to not for a week. To go to Oregon.
Yeah, I love Oregon. Cool. No, you already said rules. It.
No, that would be a really fun challenge is to not use anything automated for 1 week.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to get gas, for one thing.
I just got this sex robot. I'd like to break her in a little first.
Andrew, that's not true. You can go to the little cap on the ground. You can lower it. No one's saying you can't lower your own hose in and siphon your own gas from the ground.
Oh, okay.
That is it's your neighborhood. You pay
I like
taxes.
That these challenges are just morphing into us not leaving our homes. If we don't leave our homes, then we are better for the world. Yeah. I think we're learning
what the point of this podcast is. Put our finger on the real problem. Humans leaving their houses.
Yep. If we all just lay prostrate in our basements and don't do anything, the planet might be okay.
Yep.
So I guess that comes down to the question for one, do you either of you think in modern culture and society that it is possible to be completely plastic free?
I was thinking about this a lot. I think the only way, like I was trying to pay extra special attention to recycling, because if you look, there's like numbers on the bottom of every plastic and it's like 1 through 7, and those purple bins only take 1 through 7. So if you have anything higher, you got to take it to like Target or something like that. So I was trying to be very conscious of how difficult it is to recycle. And I think we can make a change if like the people demand it. If it becomes cool and, you know, enough people are irate about it, then you can force companies into being green. And I was thinking about it with like the Black Lives Matter movement. Like it showed enough companies we were pissed off about social inequality, and whether these companies are doing it just to like earn the savvy dollar or they have genuine changes of heart doesn't really matter. We're forcing big companies to be like, you know what? We're going to change our practices.
Right.
If we can do the same
positivity as a trend is still positivity, right?
Right. Even if they're doing it in a sort of Machiavellian way to be like, people want this now, let's sell it to them. Who cares? They're still selling us what we actually are asking them to sell us.
Right.
So like, I feel like if there's a mass uprising of like, we do not want plastic anymore, like that's starting with the 10 cent charges and getting rid of takeout silverware and shit like that. It starts there. So I don't know if we can get people that pissed off, but all of us doing this all the time can only help that cause.
Yeah. People have to, the best way to vote is with the money. But the problem is plastic is an amazing invention. It like is a revolutionary, crazy, crazy invention to create a lightweight, strong, enduring substance like that. You could see why it would take off. And now it has been totally ingrained in our lives. It would require a massive cultural change, which, I mean, if people are complaining about paying 10 cents for the bags, I don't have high hopes for it. But the problem also is that when people throw things away in our world, it disappears for them. It goes away, and whether it's a recycling bin or a trash bin or out the window of their car on I-25 going 75 miles an hour, it disappears for them. It's no longer a thing in their lives. And if there would be a way for people to understand what happens to stuff, like when it leaves their house in like a tangible way, then maybe we would see those changes. Here's a grim fact I just found. This is from a few years ago. Only 8% of discarded plastics were recycled, and only 35% of that 8% were actually recycled. So even when recycled plastics are going into that bin, they are not it's not guaranteed they're being recycled, which, and I know yeah. I'm like you guys probably, I feel I recycle all my stuff at home. And I feel like when I put that bin out there, all of that plastic that I made is going to get recycled. When in reality, it's like, oh, a third or less of this bin is actually getting recycled, is kind of a sobering thing. Also, I'm one of two people I've ever seen in my whole neighborhood who has a recycling bin. It's just not a thing.
It depends. It certainly depends on neighborhood and things like that. I also, one of my problems is exactly what you said. When you said plastics are, they're an amazing substance. It is not that amazing of a substance. It is only because it can be produced inexpensively, but it is not that great of a product. And that's the thing. Innovation, if we outlaw it, people are going to find a new way. They're going to find, and there are people who have discovered carbon-based products that biodegrade and do the same job. And there will be. We survived and flourished as a species without plastics, and we would continue because we're an innovative.
Best years of my life. I remember that.
But either way, this was a worthless challenge. I didn't accomplish anything, and all it did was make me feel terrible.
I know. It's a very eye-opening challenge. I think Andrew and I stayed home, and that was nice. But yeah, it was a pretty worthless
And I
challenge.
Traveled and destroyed the environment
also,
more.
The ocean caught fire while we were doing this challenge, which kind of added a sobering punctuation mark as I was like.
I know, Eliza, your girlfriend tagged me in a tweet that I had put out 3 years ago.
Which was amazing.
About,
like, how did you find that? I guess she's stalking
you. I don't know,
you.
But in the tweet I had mentioned, I was some like apocalyptic climate change. And I was like, yeah, when the oceans are on fire. Like tongue in cheek, and then 3 years later, yeah. The oceans are on fire.
What a cool new development! As if most of our land burning of the West is not cool enough, mm-hmm. The Earth is like, check this out, water is on fire now.
Yeah.
That is,
yeah. I'm with Andrew. What he said earlier, like vote with your dollar. Like I found myself. We all know my kryptonite is that afternoon coffee. That's what I love. I love going to coffee shops and getting them. And I went to one that I frequent. And it was a plastic cup. And then I went to a different one the other day that I frequent, and it was a compostable cup. And I was just like, and I try to bring my own coffee mug, but I forget sometimes. So I was like, okay, I'm only going to the compostable place. And like, not just because they sponsor our live show, but Illegal Pete's, all their stuff is
nice,
compostable takeout
nice
stuff.
Work.
And more restaurants do that. So it's like, if you're, why frequent a restaurant that's going to give you plastic takeout? Just fuck it. Demand compostable takeout cartridges.
Or at least
so
let them know that
I'm going to keep trying to vote with my dollar, like Andrew says.
And it definitely, how do you feel? Definitely. Does this save the world?
There has to be some kind of insane revolutionary change to the petroleum industry in general. Like some kind of, I don't know what that would possibly look like. But
I'm going to be the optimist. Grassroots people used by people like us saying, we don't want plastic anymore. 10-cent fees. These little baby steps can hopefully cascade into like, you know, we don't want ash raining from the sky anymore. Let's make some big fucking changes.
I mean, it could be. I doubt this would happen. But the severe weather, which people keep thinking is like outlier severe weather and not the preview of your new weather.
The norm.
That could be something like people who are enduring 115 degree days in Oregon. That could be something that if someone's like, I got at least get a recycling bin, Jesus Christ. But I don't know. It's kind of like the frog in the hot water metaphor where the water just keeps getting hotter and hotter. We just kind of sit there and read about climate change and hear about it and like, man, I guess better recycle. I hope somebody does something someday. And it's like, yeah, well, there is nothing halting this, this climate.
We need the
disaster.
Big powers that be to do this.
Yep.
But I guess I'm going to try to remain a little optimistic and hope that a little bit of change in humans can
lead
to a revolution.
I think plastics are going to be a part of our lives for the foreseeable future for our generation. But limiting single-use plastics, destroying that. I mean, listen, we're doing a podcast. I'm surrounded by plastic on my laptop, on the mic, on this popper stopper, on this, you know, everything. This chair I'm sitting in probably has plastic in it. But these are not single use items.
You didn't get the porcelain podcast set from Starburns? They sent me and Andrew one.
Yeah, I didn't. I got this daily use one and I have to throw it away every
Do
day.
You? Yeah. And then you spit so much, Ben.
I didn't use any plastic wrap the whole challenge, so
I think really working
as podcast equipment. We're really fucking the planet.
I think working towards legislation that says anything that's intended use is below a certain amount of time should not have plastics in it.
I agree.
Yeah. And this was a great challenge. It at
fun
least made
challenge,
us more
fun
aware.
Fun planet, fun species.
Everything's
we're
great.
Really doing it, guys.
Everybody's great. The weather does this. The Earth is just getting. It goes closer to the sun. It gets further away. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
Well,
thanks for bringing back those rural Maine teachings back to Denver for us, Ben.
Well, good episode. I think we should lighten this mood a bit. Listen to some stand-up comedy from our show that I'm going to continue to say because we're so
it's
excited.
Back, baby.
It's back, baby.
Last Saturday of every month, tickets available for the 31st. Get them now.
The Rolics Live Show is back. And I love this dude. I knew him prior to him doing stand-up as the singer of an amazing band called the Riverboat Gamblers. But then I found out he's also an amazing stand-up comic, and he has another great band called Dracula's. Everybody check out Mike Wiebe. When we come back, we'll outline what the next episode's challenge is. So there's more show to come. Stay tuned.
There was a crazy thing that just happened. I don't know. Do you guys think that your phones are listening to your conversations? You think that? Because I just had the weirdest thing happen. So I'm looking at my phone back there. I'm looking at Facebook, and I'm getting ads for Taco Bell not 5 minutes after I mentioned that I wanted to commit suicide. So, Zuckerberg! And speaking of Facebook, my mom friend requested me. You guys friends with your moms on Facebook? Yeah, I didn't want to do it, you know, because me and my mom have different political beliefs. But finally, you know, I just said, okay, yes. And immediately it was, I was like, QAnon and like birther stuff and conspiracy stuff. And it's just weird because she's gotten so angry that I put all that on her page. And she needs to know the truth about chemtrails, though, okay, Ma? My dad loves Facebook. It's so cute. My dad loves Facebook. He likes the selfies where you can have little bunny ears and stuff like that, and all the face swap apps. And he keeps asking me. He keeps bugging me. He wants me to do the gender swap app, and he keeps bugging me about it. I was like, why do you want to see this so bad? He says I want to see what you would look like as a man. And I don't think he's being nice, but points to dad. I didn't do that though. I did the superhero app where I got I got the Batman mask on me, and I just smiled and took a picture and sent it to him. I said, "This is what I would look like with a murdered father." You see, Batman's parents got murdered, and that's why he got into the crime fighting.
Holy smokes, what a depressing challenge that was.
Why? You mean because we all failed it miserably?
But an important one. An important one nonetheless. And I would like to thank my wife, Katie, for the idea. It's important to look at our plastic consumption and see what we can do. So thanks, babe.
Also, sub-challenge that I pulled off, I fixed my microphone, so now it sounds better. So actually, if we could re-record this whole episode and do the challenge again.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No.
But
no. No.
We
I don't.
Thank you for fixing your mic. So thanks to Andrew for getting his mic right just in time for the end of the episode.
Anytime.
He has two things to do in an episode: make sure his mic is right and talk. And he's usually failing at both of them. So,
What are we plugging? The Grolics is back. You two are going to miss this one. It's cool. We only just came back last month, but I get it. You guys have stuff going on. So, Eliza Skinner will be co-hosting with me the show at the end of the month, and we have an insane lineup. We have Jordan Dahl, David Bory, Gabby Gutierrez Reed, and Dave Lasso. Holy crap.
Yeah, that lineup is stellar. That's a killer one.
I'm sad to miss it. Tickets still available. And I also have a show at the High Dive on the 22nd. I'm going to record it for something that might be kind of cool down the road. So get tickets and come out for a comedy taping at the High Dive.
And if you're a fan of my comedy, I warned you at my show at the High Dive, if he exceeds my numbers sold, you are all dead to me because you participated in Adam. And I've heard, Adam, they're putting in one more seat than the number of seats.
They asked me how many chairs I wanted at the High Dive because it's still sort of malleable, you know, post-pandemic and all that. And I said, how many chairs did Ben have? And then they told me, and I said, I'd like one more chair than Ben.
Oh, this is rich.
And I'd like to sell exactly one more because I don't need to make money. I need you to know that I can put more butts in seats.
I hope the floor of that place caves in like a Russian wedding reception.
Wow.
And I
wow.
I
offensive
hope.
To the High Dive, offensive to Russia, offensive to the concept of being married.
If you have been listening, you know we tell you about our Patreon page every time. It is a ton of fun. Thank you to everybody who currently supports us and has been. If you haven't checked it out, go over there. Check it out. We've got all kinds of stuff. And we've kind of been a little bit of like a crimped hose lately. We've been there's been a family emergency and there's been some vacations. But there's a lot of new stuff coming down the pipe. So make sure you go check it out. There's going to be the intro from our live show that you can watch. A new boy crazy.
Crazy
is coming up, so go check it out. patreon.com/Grolic Saves. There's a link in the show notes to this episode. Go give it a look.
A crimped hose, I love it. I've been a bit of a I'm definitely inserting that into my daily vernacular for sure. Sorry, I've been a bit of a crimped hose lately. I'll get that work to you.
Yeah, meaning I had a crimped hose.
Folded over and in your backyard.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we all know it. It's like I'm just trying to water the yard, not solve a fucking puzzle. Goddamn hose. Jesus. If you're
don't
new,
get Andrew started.
Don't get started. Don't get Andrew started on them hoes. He hates it.
If you're a new listener, go ahead and subscribe. Why not? That way you'll just know when we have these new episodes come down. You can find us anywhere you enjoy podcasts, reviews and rating it. That's great for us. I think we have only 5-star reviews. That's pretty cool. If you hate it, don't leave a review. Don't ruin that streak. But what's really helpful is just to tell your friends and, you know, spread the word that way. Our new episodes come out every other week on Tuesdays, and we're all over social media. You can find us at Grolic's Comedy.
And a big thank you to our own personal plastic island in the sea, Ron Doyle. Couldn't do it without you. And our theme music is provided by the sustainable Charlie Continental.
He is so sustainable.
He's good for the planet.
Degradable.
No shame in listening to Charlie Continental's music.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask y'all, what are we doing this next challenge? Because I think there's a really great idea.
A brewing.
And we've been kind of going back and forth, and I think it's hot out.
Let's just tease it out a little bit, and I'll just say a couple of words. Just summer loving, having a blast.
Ooh, are we going to all have sex?
No, we're going to have summer romances.
Oh, summer romances.
Ooh.
Yes. But together.
Together.
Yes.
The three of us with one new lover.
And I'd like to say this. If I find a new lover, right? Yep. Right before I climax,
yes.
For the first time, I'm going to say, play us out, Charlie!
Yeah!